hits the topic that I had for today. Did you have a tough week? No? So-so? Do you have a tough week? Mom, can I sit on your lap too?
I know. I'm in trouble.
Here, Katie. Sit here.
Sit down, Katie. You're a big girl.
Well, you know, some of us did. We had a lot of things that happened this week that made us very sad. We have a lot of families who are in distress.
Mommy. Daddy. Christina.
We have a lot of things that happened to each other that were not all so good. But we do have blessings. Linda and Bill are in church this morning.
Awesome.
I just saw you. Thank God. But even though we have times that are difficult, we know that he loves us. And in a psalm, Psalm 103, I want to read to you. And the psalms are usually very joyful. And I love to go to them at times when I'm feeling sad because it lifts our heart. In Psalm 103, verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and merciful, very patient, and full of faithful love. God won't always play the judge. He won't be angry forever. He doesn't deal with us according to our sins or repay us according to our wrongdoing, because as high as the heaven is above the earth, that is how large God's faithful love is for those who honor him. So in all the trials that we've had this week, we know that he is with us. We know that he loves us. And he's not going to judge us by the wrong things we've done. He looks at us because we have a heart for him. And we have a heart for Jesus. So in your thinking of, oh, I don't know if I want to get up on Monday and start this week all over. Maybe we'll stay here.
Maybe.
And we will say, wow, he's going to give us a good week because I know he loves me. Do you think that's true, Nicole? Does God love us? How big does God love us?
How big?
The scripture, the next verse says, from east to west. Put your hands out. From east to west, that is how far his love goes. That's pretty far, isn't it? If we all put our hands together and walk around this church, that'd be a lot of love, wouldn't it? Not the miles? If you do, that's right. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with those this week that had difficult times. And we ask you to be with those families who are mourning the loss of their families. And we ask you to help us to remember that you are there with us all the time. Even when we're doing wrong, and even when we're good, you are there because you love us and we are your children. Amen.